Welcome to the audio edition of Wiltshire Masonic News for May 2020. As always, it opens with the words of the Provincial Grand Master. As we are now well into a further extended period of restrictions, self-isolation and social distancing, the severity of this devastating coronavirus pandemic has surely struck home to all of us. Not only in the increasing number of deaths and those contracting the disease in this country, but worldwide. Staying safe at home is not easy, as many of us are discovering, but the alternative does not bear thinking about. Sadly, the news of those who have succumbed to COVID-19 is now affecting some of our own members and their families. Our thoughts and prayers are with those, and indeed everyone who has suffered a family loss. I'm also aware that many of our brethren are members of the emergency services, and I want to express the thanks and admiration of the province for the work you do. I'm also very proud to say that Freemasons in Wiltshire are doing marvellous work in ensuring that all our lodge members are being looked after and kept as safe as possible. In this respect, I want to emphasise how communication is so important, no matter how we do it, on the telephone, email, text, and various social media platforms such as Facebook and WhatsApp. Some lodges are also getting together via Zoom to catch up with other members and even holding online presentations and discussion groups, mini practices and online raffles. I want to mention two examples of how Freemasons are supporting local communities. In Corsham, John Dean has enlisted a great team who are delivering food boxes to members and lodge widows who are self-isolating or having to isolate having been identified as being part of a vulnerable group. The delivery process also provides an ideal opportunity for a brief chat, always maintaining social distancing, which is proving to be almost as welcome as the groceries. Another John, this time John Morehouse from Whitehorse Lodge, made contact with the deputy head teacher of St Joseph's Roman Catholic School in Salisbury, who is organising the production of full-face visors using the school's 3D printers and laser cutter. Working with the communication team, John delivered 1,500 visors to Swindon, where they were distributed to care homes in Purton, Paul Sharp, Rorton, Ian Priest, and Salisbury, Gary Dolphin. I know there has been superb support in many other areas of the province. Well done to all those involved. This is an opportunity for all those who are able to do so to show what Freemasons are really all about, particularly when it comes to friendship and charity. I do ask that you let the editor of the newsletter know what you and your lodge are doing. The communication team is compiling a record to send to UGLE, who are looking for good news stories to publish in Freemasonry Today. You can send your story to pcowiltshire@gmail.com. Freemasonry is temporarily closed down for 4 months, and perhaps even longer, but that will eventually end. Our Masonic halls will reopen, and we will meet up again with each other. My earnest plea is that you continue to keep safe, stay well, and remain in touch with each other, and take care of others you know within the community. My very best wishes to you all as you travel through these very difficult days. We have all read or heard of the inspirational efforts of Captain Tom Moore, who, having completed 100 laps of his garden, has raised a phenomenal amount of money for NHS Charities Together. His achievement has captured the heart of the nation, and Tom has rightly become a national treasure. I doubt he ever imagined he would be top of the pops, but now he has a number one record duetting with Michael Ball. In all his 100 years of life experiences, like many of our senior members, he will never have witnessed anything quite like what we are experiencing today. We salute his determination to support others and do what he could, something we as Freemasons appreciate. Traditionally, the 9 o'clock toast is to absent brethren, as compared to the Tyler's toast, which is to poor and distressed brethren. During this period of Masonic inactivity, is there really such a thing, the communication team at United Grand Lodge has been promoting Time to Toast. Every week, brethren from across the UK, and indeed the world, raise a glass, tankard, and even a cup of tea, and toast absent brethren, but with a slight twist. To recognise the amazing people who are working in the NHS, care homes, emergency services, for the local authority, and those who are keeping our food shops open, it was decided that each week another name should be joined to the toast. The Provincial Grand Master invites you to join him and the Provincial team in Time to Toast every Saturday at 9 p.m. If you send a picture of yourself toasting absent brethren, the Provincial Communication Team may use it in the montage of Wiltshire Freemasons. Send a picture of you raising a glass to pcowiltshire@gmail.com. The provincial grand chaplain, Michael Barrett, recognises that some brethren may be experiencing profound loneliness during this time of isolation, when their social network is restricted to an email, phone call, or a shouted conversation through an open window. To offer solace and inspiration through a few words may seem like an impossible task, but Michael is producing a thought for the day, which will appear on the provincial website, Facebook page, and Twitter account. He trusts you'll take time to read his words, and that you will be able to take some comfort and encouragement from them. The regular meeting of Moonraker Lodge on Wednesday the 22nd of April was due to be a very special occasion for Jeff Grant and his good friend Henri Morcan of Rowena Lodge. They were going to duet in a presentation of the Third Degree Walking Charge, which, as many of you will know, is a lovely piece of Masonic ritual and full of meaning. The link between Moonraker Lodge and Rowena Lodge has been maintained for 35 years, for which Jeff is particularly proud. We cannot say when normal Masonic activity will be allowed, but we do trust that Jeff and Henri will have the opportunity to thrill us with a word-perfect performance. Provincial Grand Chaplain Michael Barrett has offered an interesting postscript to Michael Lee's online article, Who Was Tubal Cain?, and writes how it brought to mind that Grimsby had a trawler by that name, sailing out of that port before the First World War. Steam trawler Tubal Cain was registered as GY88. She was built in South Shields in the yard of Smith's Dock Company Limited and completed in 1905, having a gross tonnage of 227. On the 7th of August 1914, some 50 miles off the west coast of Iceland during a fishing trip, she was stopped by the German armed cruiser Kaiser Wilhelm der Große. The crew were taken on board, and then the Tubal Cain was sunk by gunfire from the German ship. The German vessel later docked at Rio de Oro in Spanish Sahara, when HMS High Flyer arrived and later engaged the German cruiser, which her crew scuttled. Skipper and crew were transferred to the Collier Arucas, which disembarked them at Las Palmas in the Canaries. HMS High Flyer quickly left the scene, knowing she had breached Spanish neutrality laws. The Grimsby crew later embarked for London and an eventual return to their home port of Grimsby. A model of the Tubal Cain can be seen in the Grimsby Fishing Heritage Centre in that town. One piece of ritual seldom heard in our lodges is the long closing in the First Degree, and it's a great pity, as it really is a very special piece, and has much to commend it. In particular, the words exhort us to relieve and befriend with unhesitating cordiality every brother who might need your assistance. You will not be surprised to know that we are also expected to extend these noble and generous sentiments still further, as every human creature has a just claim on your kind offices. What a commitment for the Freemason! And it really is what we are signed up to do. As we come to terms with self-isolation, social distancing and lockdown, words which we never imagined would enter the Masonic lexicon, we are further enjoined to be good to all, but more particularly to the household of the faithful. In effect, what is being said is that while we must be charitable to all, our first duty is towards those who constitute the Masonic family. After all, family comes first. One of the most popular methods of communication between lodge members is WhatsApp, and we are delighted that a number of lodges have now formed a WhatsApp group and are holding social sessions on a regular basis. If your lodge needs help setting up a WhatsApp group, the provincial website contains an excellent article by Alan Coleman, which will get you up and running, no pun intended, in no time at all. Equally popular is Zoom, a free-to-use online video conferencing facility. And the Provincial Grand Master is particularly pleased to have received reports that lodges are using Zoom to hold social events, quiz evenings, and even Masonic presentations and discussions. However, please do remember the need to comply with UGLE guidelines, which prohibits the use of online technology to replicate regular Masonic meetings and lodges of instruction. If in any doubt, please contact the Communication Officer or the Provincial Secretary. And now a short piece from Wiltshire Freemason David Henry. The working tools of the virtual Freemason are the iPad, or familiarly, the tablet or PC, the internet, and the app. The internet is a peculiar system of connectivity, mysteriously expensive and often slow. The tablet is an implement that acts with the internet as a portal to the outside world, while the worthy virtual Mason is in self-isolation. The app is a tool which, when conjoined with the tablet and the internet, allows the skillful virtual Mason to communicate with his fellow Masons. But, as we are not all IT experts, but rather regular members of society, we apply these tools to our lives. In this sense, the internet teaches us reliability, as everything in life does not always work as we expect it to. The tablet allows us to virtually visualize our fellow Masons to help see them through their daily struggles with self-isolation. The app, being at version 4.7, is constantly being updated and is susceptible to viruses, which causes grief and distress to the poor users. Thus, the virtual Mason connects via the internet, visualizes with the tablet, and communicates with the app, such that we can stay at home, protect the NHS, and save lives. Thank you for listening.